Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
It's Wendy Snyder here with you, sitting in for Bob Surratt this morning. He'll be back next Wednesday. We go live now to Joseph Lindsley. He's in Ukraine. And good morning, Joseph. I'm watching satellite images. The scale of this Ukraine dam destruction is unbelievable.
Yeah, Wendy, it truly is. I mean, you can see photographs and video from yesterday. Houses where, you know, the water was covering the streets and the gardens, and today those houses are not visible in so many towns and villages that are in. And this is it's a massive delta of the Dnipro River that goes down to the city of Kherson. Some of the city is on higher ground. The parts that are on lower ground are under floodwaters. And the other thing, it's such a beautiful place, that this delta that goes into the Black Sea. There's a spit. It's called the Kinburn Spit. It's a peninsula, and it looks like the Outer Banks of North Carolina. It was undeveloped and beautiful. So we have the ecological disaster, we have the humanitarian disaster, and as rescue operations are underway to get people out of their houses, Russians continue to shell. So just imagine you're in a inflatable raft, and trying to get out of the rising waters, and they're shelling. The Russians, you can actually see shells coming into the water. So clearly they're trying to target the rescue operation, as we've seen they've done throughout this full-scale war. And then in Odessa, further down the coastline, quite far away, actually, on the Black Sea, furniture and debris is washing up from villages that were flooded closer to the dam. And then you see people who've the rescuers have not been able to reach yet. They're dropping water from drones and anything they can to get into people's houses, drinking water. And yesterday, the United Nations, as this was happening, the United Nations on their official Twitter account tweeted congratulations in honor of Russian Language Day. There's a lot of frustration, I think, with the international organizations here. People are saying, where is the Red Cross? Where is the United Nations? Where even is the World Wildlife Fund? It's an ecological disaster as well. And of course, Russia claims innocence on this. People like Tucker Carlson are supporting Russia. Elon Musk retweeted Tucker Carlson's a video on Twitter saying that this must have been the Ukrainians destroying this dam. And as the it's absolutely absurd, and my old colleague Tucker Carlson, and as the Albanian representative to the United Nations spoke at the General Assembly in New York yesterday. And he said, how many times have they, meaning Russia, lied? He says, we have to recall, in January, February 2022, Russia promised they were not going to invade Ukraine. And so, when are people going to start realizing that they're going to lie and do whatever it takes to get their way? Meanwhile, people are rushing to help. I know so many people from here in Lviv and other places in the country who are getting inflatable boats, getting supplies. And, everyone sort of helps in the way that they can best participate. So some people specialize in filling up SUVs with dogs and cats that they rescue from the water. I've seen people rescuing cows. And you do see this, Ukraine knows how to operate and to solve problems together. And I was talking with people yesterday about, that revolution in 2014. I mean, it really was an amazing thing that they pulled off. And the friends were telling me that, this was in response to the government sending the secret police upon protesters. Ukrainians throughout the country found anything they could: motorcycle helmets. They used surfboards as shields or anything they could find, and they stormed as I mentioned a few days ago, the headquarters of the secret police and the pro-Putin regime, and that really worked. And then the first major reform that happened. This process of decentralizing government, getting rid of the old Soviet system. And every apartment building in Ukraine up until 2014 was controlled by somebody, some official, far away from you. And one of the first reforms they had was allowing people to it's their building, just to govern themselves. And at first, that requires energy, right? You can't just complain about problems. You have to, go to meetings you know, once a month with your neighbors and solve things and fix things. And so, you know, democracy requires participation. But people began to see the benefits of that. Everything became nicer, you know, because it was their responsibility. And then they were, for the first time, probably since the Soviets took over, people were connected to each other in community. And it really built a strong society. And as one friend said, we had a vote, finally, you know, even if the vote at first was just in your building. And then within a few years, of course, that changed the entire nation. And they began to see these new possibilities. And this, you know, when those protesters, you know, everyone from like teenagers to the elderly, when they took control of their country in 2014, you know, I ask a lot of people, did you ever imagine that having that freedom, you know, would one day require the responsibility of every morning when you wake up, check your phone to see if there's missiles on the way, or, you know, driving down to Kherson to rescue people because Russians have destroyed a dam that, I mean, with an incomprehensible scale, you know, to go fight, to give your life in the trenches. And I think no one, everyone with whom I speak, no one regrets getting this radical freedom in 2014. They realize they have agency and dignity. And that's why they call that revolution of dignity. But now they have to use that like they never have before. And probably it's going to get a little bit more difficult as these days go on.
Well, the rescue continues and Russian shelling continues during these flood evacuation efforts. Stay safe. We will check in with you again tomorrow. I hope all goes a little bit better.
Thank you, Wendy. Until tomorrow.
Absolutely. Joseph Lindsley, you can go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com and he will keep you up to date on everything.